This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Ruling coalition agree on expanding the cabinet. Government decides to recall all ambassadors appointed under political quotas. National Assembly approves proposal seeking consideration on Appropriation Bill 2021 amidst CPN-UML's obstruction. CPN Unified Socialist Party discussed the political report presented by Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal. Supreme Court seeks original files in response to writ filed by UML Chair KP Sharma Oli regarding dismissal of 14 lawmakers. And US President Joe Biden urges global cooperation through a decisive decade for our world. Now, the news in detail. The meeting of the senior leaders of the ruling alliance has decided to immediately expand the cabinet. The leaders informed that the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwadar yesterday decided to expand the cabinet in the first phase and giving full shape to the cabinet within few days. Vishnu Sapkota, press coordinator of CPN Maoist Center Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, said that yesterday's meeting was primarily focused on cabinet expansion. The leaders also agreed on the issue and the coalition party's meeting would be held on Wednesday as well on the same issue. Prime Minister Sharbadur Deoba has said that the essence of Social Service Day lies in social transformation, development of the society and eradication of social evils and harmful practices from the society. In a message today on the occasion of the 42nd Social Service Day, Prime Minister Deoba said the essence of the Eastern philosophy of Sarvajan Hite, Sarvajan Sukhe is found to be social service. He also expressed the confidence that this year's Social Service Day would be successful in building partnerships for development in nation building. Prime Minister Deoba lauded the efforts of national and international non-governmental organizations to directly or indirectly participate in the social development and transformation of the country. The government has decided to recall all the Nepali ambassadors who were appointed under political quotas. Talking to journalists, government spokesperson and Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki informed that the meeting gave consent to present the COVID-19 Crisis Management Bill in the Parliament. He added that the Cabinet meeting also approved the COVID-19 Management Order 2078-BS. Minister Karki further informed that the Cabinet granted permission to the Nepal Army to carry out work of constructing 18 kilometers long track of the Karnali corridor. He said the cabinet meeting formed a team of representatives to participate in the upcoming 76th General Convention of the United Nations. The National Assembly meeting has approved a proposal seeking consideration on the Appropriation Bill 2078-BS. The proposal was passed with majority amidst protests from the major opposition CPN-UML. The National Assembly received the bill along with a message from the House of Representatives endorsed it with a majority yesterday. Once the bill gets endorsed from the both houses, it would be presented to President Bidya Devi Bhandari for authentication. The Supreme Court has asked for an original copy of the file about the party disassociation after hearing the writ petition regarding the dismissal of 14 lawmakers recommended by the CPN-UML. A division bench of Justices Deepak Kumar Karki and Dr. Kumar Chundal issued an order yesterday asking for the file from the Election Commission to discuss whether or not an interim order needs to be issued on the writ. The bench decided to demand the file regarding the Election Commission's decision taken on the 25th of August in regard with the disassociation from the party. The Supreme Court has refused to issue an interim order over a writ filed against appointment of Nepal Electricity Authority Managing Director Kulman Ghising. Then managing director of the Nepal Electricity Authority, Hitendra Dev Shakya, had filed a writ against government's decision to appoint Kissing to the executive post of the authority. Shakya had demanded an interim order from the Supreme Court expecting annulment of the cabinet's decision to appoint Kissing. Finance Minister Janardhan Sarma has said the government's capital expenditures budget could not be utilized properly due to the lack of clarity in development strategies. Speaking at a seminar organized by the Central Department of Economics of the Trivandrum University yesterday, Finance Minister Sarma stressed the need for making a concrete development strategies. The Finance Minister further said problems are faced in the implementation of the development projects as the strategies and priorities also altered along with changes in the government. The Nepali Congress concluded its ward-level conventions in 7 districts yesterday. The Central Election Committee of the party said ward-level conventions were held in Sindhupalchok, Kabripalanchok, Kathmandu, Bazura, Kapilvastu, Bardia and Morang districts. The Nepali Congress has already held ward-level conventions in 57 districts. According to the party's Central Election Committee, the ward-level conventions in the remaining 13 more districts will be held soon after it receives the active membership details of the districts. Chairman of CPNUML KP Sharma Oli has said the student organizations should aware the citizens and raise voices for safeguarding the constitution and democracy. Addressing the party's student wings program in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairman Oli asked the students to continuously raise voices for the cause of the country and people. The Central Committee meeting of the CPN Unified Socialist Party discussed issues of the party organizations and political documents. Publicity Department of Chief of the Party, Jagannath Khatiwada, said Party Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal presented the party's political agenda in the meeting. He further said 5 group-wise lists have been made to discuss the party's political agenda and other contemporary issues. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Nepal Telecom Co 4G. Video call garda no 4G. Nepal Telecom Co 4G.
Sabhi ko yo biswas honi. Nepal Telecom Co 4G.
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नजी नेपाल टेलिकमको 4G आफ्नो भन्ने आफ्नै हो जी नेपाल टेलिकमको 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. A total of 1,830 corona patients recovered in Nepal from coronavirus infection yesterday. The corona recovery rate now stands at 95.9% in the country. Likewise, the Ministry of Health and Population reported 1,330 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. Similarly, 5 corona-related deaths were confirmed yesterday. An agreement has been signed between Radio Nepal and Nepal Telecom regarding the broadcast of advertisements and information of the telecom. Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur KC, on behalf of Radio Nepal, and Managing Director, Dili Ram Adhikari, on behalf of Nepal Telecom, signed the agreement. As per the agreement, Radio Nepal will broadcast the advertisements and information of the telecom through its central and provincial broadcasting stations. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. In his first address to the United Nations, U.S. President Joe Biden has urged global cooperation through a decisive decade for our world. His calls for unity come amid tensions with allies over the U.S.-Afghanistan withdrawal and a major diplomatic row with France over a submarine deal. The U.S. also announced it was doubling its climate finance pledge by 2024. Reaffirming his support for democracy and diplomacy, President Biden said the world must work together like never before. The 76th General Assembly in the New York City takes place against the backdrop of a climate crisis and once-in-a-century pandemic, both of which have sharpened global divides. Biden pushed for cooperation on these fronts, saying whether everyone chooses to fight for the shared future or not would reverberate for generations to come. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has said preventing women from accessing education in neighboring Afghanistan would be un-Islamic. In an interview with the BBC, Prime Minister Khan laid out the conditions that would need to be met for Pakistan to formally recognize the new Taliban government. He called for the leadership to be inclusive and to respect human rights. Prime Minister Khan also said Afghanistan should not be used to house terrorists who could threaten Pakistan's security. Last week, the Taliban excluded girls from secondary schools with only boys and male teachers allowed back. But Pakistan's leader said he believed girls would soon be able to attend. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Far West Province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 19 degrees Celsius. Rainfall 19.5 millimeter. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Ruling coalition agree on expanding the cabinet. Government decides to recall all ambassadors appointed under political quotas. National Assembly approves proposal seeking consideration of Appropriation Bill 2021 amidst CPN-UML's obstruction. CPN Unified Socialist Party discussed the political report presented by Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal. Supreme Court seeks original files in response to writ filed by UML Chair KP Sharma Oli regarding dismissal of 14 lawmakers. And US President Joe Biden urges global cooperation through a decisive decade for our world. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.